Today is Thursday, February 28, 2008, and this is an editorial comment from the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, at United Airlines. This is retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts, a proud member of the vocal minority, reporting from Chicago. This on-again, off-again merger speculation is driving a lot of us nuts. One day we hear that a deal is imminent between Delta and Northwest. This would then be followed immediately by a link-up between United and Continental, and the floodgates are open. The next day, we read that Delta and Northwest pilots can't agree on a new seniority list, and the whole thing is near collapse. The roller coaster ride continues. One bright spot in this anxiety-ridden atmosphere is that the role of organized labor is going to be pivotal in reshaping commercial aviation in this country. Union leadership across the industry has laid down their markers that their members won't be rolled, just so boardroom bullies can collect their fat bonuses and walk away from the unresolved mess they've created. Mergers are hell. It sometimes takes a generation before things begin to smooth out and a new brand is established. And that's because they're dealing with real flesh and blood people here, not just airplanes and hangars and headquarters and a new paint job. The lives and livelihood of hundreds of thousands of people will be affected, something which is too casually overlooked by the mercenaries who craft these deals. What works on paper has a way of falling apart in practice if the employees feel they've been screwed. That's where labor relations become critical. And right now, labor relations at United suck. The blame for this lies squarely with Glenn Tilton and many of the misfits he's put in charge. If they think that their strategy during bankruptcy will work during a merger, they're in for some miserable times. The arrogance of a take-it-or-leave-it approach won't work. It never has. The unions at United, individually and collectively, have been planning for months, even years, for the eventuality of industry consolidation. We're ready for a fight, if that's what it takes. We prefer to work constructively with current management for a fair deal which improves this job across the board. But Tilton's track record since he got here isn't encouraging. His attitude of "you give, I take," coupled with the broken promises of shared sacrifices, shared rewards, have created an almost insurmountable breach with the rank and file who keep this company functioning. He'll find it difficult, if not impossible, to lead a parade with no one marching behind him. So as we all await news of our company's future, stay focused on sorting out fact from rumor on our website's Merger Watch. Be ready to respond to union-sponsored action events. And be sure your AFA pin is defiantly displayed on your uniform. Tilton's counting on your not doing any of the above. Don't even think of proving him right. Join us again on March 13th, and thanks for checking in.